Welcome to episode 76 of the Mommy Beta podcast, where we talk about all the fun things going on in the parenting world and what we've been blogging about on mommybeta.com. Today on the line with me, I have Mommy Beta Alex and Mommy Beta Natalie, and I'm Mommy Beta Jennifer. Hey, girls.
Hi.
Hey.
I bet it's nice to be called girls now that you're full-grown women and mothers.
Yes.
I got carded like twice in the last month. I'm super stoked about that.
I love that. I used to hate it. Awesome. In my 20s, I hated it, and now it's so great.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Oh, lucky you. Tell us your secrets.
No sleep?
Yeah. You would think Natalie might have a few wrinkles with all the testosterone in her household.
I do.
It can be misconstrued for too much partying the night before.
Yeah. Seriously, it's like the Lindsay Lohan look.
You no longer have alcohol hangovers. You have toddler and baby hangovers. Oh,
that's a good one. I like that.
So today we are going to be talking all about boys, Natalie's boys, and Alex and I both found out we're having boys, and just talking about what it's like to raise a boy. And then in the second half of our show, we want to just talk a little bit about Halloween because it's this week and the great debate of whether it's best to make your own costume or to buy one or the guilt involved and all that fun stuff. So we can just go ahead and kick the show off today with Natalie's latest post about brotherly love. And it's a really sweet post. And I'll just let you take it away, Natalie.
Sure. Basically, I was really nervous before I had baby Z that Dominic would be really jealous and that, you know, we'd have, you know, kind of a lot of pouting and fussing because, you know, he's not getting the attention he wants. And knock on wood, we really haven't had any of that. There's been like one time that he said, you know, no, that's mine, baby, can't play with it. But that's one time in almost 3 months. And we kind of have almost the opposite problem where he wants to be with baby all the time and he wants to always be kissing baby and tickling baby and loving baby, which is so sweet. And I can really tell, like, it's the first thing he asks about when he wakes up in the morning. He says, you know, where's baby? So he loves him so much. But sometimes, you know, toddlers show their love a little aggressively. Not even aggressive. That's not the right word. A little too physically. So he'll, you know, we've said from the beginning that it's okay for Dominic to give the baby kisses on the head and he can tickle his toes. And, you know, he's a toddler, so he pushes that as far as he possibly can. and he sometimes will give these kisses on the head. Like sometimes there's like 10 like rapid fire kisses where it's like, and sometimes like one like really hard kiss where he's like smushing his face all the way up against baby's head. Yeah. So it's like, you know, where do I draw the line? You know, how do I let him show his love for his brother and bond with his brother without totally freaking baby Z out? Because sometimes he like, you know, he kind of tenses up and he scrunches up his face because it's kind of scary. You know, he's got this like big person right in his face or right, you know, kissing at its ear, making like sounds.
I think you said it really great, really well in your post. You kind of just take the cues from baby Z. And if baby Z seems scared or kind of nervous, maybe tell Dominic he's being a little too rough or just to take it a little bit easier. But if he's kind of chilling and enjoying it, maybe just let it go. As long as he's not being hurt.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm definitely starting to do now that Zachary's a little bit more kind of aware and kind of can express emotion. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's super cute. Dominic will stand. I set up the pack and play in the living room to give the baby kind of a safe place to hang out. I noticed I was never putting him down. Like he was either in my carrier or he was in a swing or he was in a bouncy seat or, you know, something along those lines. So he wasn't ever getting on the floor, at least not very much. So I figured he's never going to roll over if I don't put him on the floor. So I set up a pack and play, and Dominic will stand at the pack and play, and we'll make faces, and we'll toys, and we'll sing. It's so cute, and the baby really likes that. He gives big smiles, and aww, he's kind of starting to giggle a little bit. So it's pretty adorable. So I'm hoping for more moments like that, and fewer of the like, ah, I'm scared. What is this kid doing to me? Moments.
That's so cute. Did you get these tips from another mom who, you know, had two, and this is what she sort of dealt with in the beginning? Because I hadn't even thought about it. I hadn't even thought about it till I went over to your house and you were like, okay, Ellen, Dominic, we only touch the baby's toes. And I was like, that's a good idea because I hadn't thought of that.
I think I had just heard, it was kind of in the same situation. Like I had heard somebody else say it at some point. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Because you want to give them something. You want to give them some way to kind of bond with the baby, but you really can't have them hugging the baby and picking up the baby and squeezing the baby. You know, like it's just, especially the beginning, it's just not safe for anybody. So, I think I just heard another mom mention it in passing and decided to go for it.
That's awesome. Well, I'm thinking about the picture that I sent to you, Natalie, when Reese was holding baby Zachary.
Oh, yeah.
And with Sean's help. And Zachary's eyes are so big. He's like, who is this person holding me?
That's the look he gets on his face sometimes when Dominic is trying to show him love.
Aw. So has he been okay with other people holding him, aside from the brotherly love talking? I was just curious.
There hasn't really been any... No, I'm knocking on wood again. No jealousy so far. I think we're really, really careful to give him lots of personal attention when baby came home. And that really was aided by grandparents. And I just think he's, from the beginning, felt really secure in his place. You know, dad still gets up with him in the morning, and they have usually at least a good hour of just them time in the morning before baby and I usually make our entrance. Because we're back, you know, doing a morning feeding or this or that. So I think that he's coped with it really, really, really well.
I think we sometimes forget how resilient kids are.
Yeah. I know babies really are, like we have to be very careful with them, but you know, when they get past the 3 month, 4 month, whenever I was with Elle, and I had some friends that had, their second baby was the same age as Elle's baby. So I saw their first child with their baby. And I can tell you, I was shocked by these kids like grabbing their little baby siblings and rolling around with them. It's like, whoa, I don't know if I could deal with that. But it was amazing to see these other kids were like, yeah, whatever. This is normal.
Yeah, it's just what they know. And I feel like second kids are so much tougher than the first.
Yeah, yeah. So lots for us to look forward to, Alex.
I know.
I'm pretty nervous about that because we may have a different situation since we started with girls. And I hear that girls are more nurturing, so they might want to be a little more hands-on. So we'll see how that goes. But I wrote a post last week, and Alex just shared the news that she's having a boy, too. Congrats, Alex.
Thanks. Congrats, too. It's exciting.
Thanks. So we're excited to join the boys club, Nat. And, but I'm excited, but I'm also kind of scared. There's this scared feeling in my stomach. I don't know why, but I feel like I just may not be able to connect as well with a boy or understand them as well. I just don't know. And then I also have the fear of them like being like a crazy, energetic, not thinking boy. I was meeting with my old boss the other day, and he said, yeah, well, you know, girls are sort of like, hey, I'm just going to chill and mellow and hang out over here. And the boys over there with like a BB gun, like, oh, let me just aim this in my eye. Oh, it hit me in the eye, and I don't even know why. And just doing all kinds of things that they're just not thinking about.
Or climbing trees.
But you say that just as I am. I had Dominic's outside playing right now, and I just went to check on him because it was super quiet. And he was hiding. He gave me a heart attack because he was hiding, so I couldn't find him at first in the yard. And he had gotten the barbecue tongs. He was pulling them, and he was just kind of looking at them. But, you know, I don't know if necessarily Elle would have done the same thing.
Like, let me pick my nose with these.
Yeah.
What do I have to do with that? Dominic's energy level is pretty good, though. I've seen some kids like just run directly towards traffic, like on a busy street, and it's a boy, boys, and I'm just like, oh my god, I can't deal. Or they never sit down.
That too.
What'd you say, Alex?
I think I've seen a lot of girls do that too. I think that's more on how the parents are working with them, or if they just have a lot of energy. Girls have a lot of energy too.
Yeah, I mean, I think Al has a lot of energy. It's just, I am so thankful I'm not one of those parents that have to follow her around everywhere in my house or when we go to other people's houses. But I have seen kids who, you know, little boys who come and they'll just like grab the phone charger and walk away with it from the wall and then walk over to the other thing. Oh, here's some candles up high. So maybe it's just me not baby-proofing well enough because I've been spoiled by Al.
I've always been amazed that you've been able to get away with like all the, because your house, I mean, it's, you know, very safe for her, but there's lots of stuff that Dominic would have destroyed.
I know, I'm scared.
You were very
come over before the baby comes.
Yeah, Dominic can come over now and just kind of tear through the house and see what you
So, but Alex, you sound super excited up for the challenge.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm not so worried about the boy thing because I'm more worried about having another colicky baby. So I feel like as long as the boy is happy and healthy and not colicky, I am going to be so happy.
That is a really good point.
I'm like, you know what? Whatever challenges he can bring, that's fine. I'll deal with it. But just please don't be colicky.
How do you think you would do differently this time if God forbid that's the case?
I would be in a completely different mindset. I think because I've been through it before, so I know for a fact it gets better. So right. I think I wouldn't be such a nervous first-time mom. I mean, it was nerve-wracking every day. I mean, up to 6 hours a day, it'd be 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon, 4 hours at night. I mean, it was nonstop. So it would just be, I mean, the whole experience would be different. Like if I have a crier and a whiner, fine, I can deal with that. But I mean, hours upon hours. So I think just my mindset will just be different. If they are colicky, then I know I can get through it. Like, I've done it before. I'm not going to say it's not going to suck because it will suck and I will cry lots. But I also will know, I think I wasn't prepared. And I don't know if the colic, had a big part to do with postpartum depression. But I think either A, I won't get it, or B, if I do, I'll at least know what to look for. So right. It'll just be a totally different mindset.
Yeah, I think you're well prepared. And I've heard very few stories of people having two colicky babies. Just to put that out there.
Thank you.
You know, like the chances of it happening hopefully are very unlikely.
Thank you. Send positive thoughts.
Me too. I think I just heard Natalie in the background, Dominic, but I wanted to ask you a question, Natalie. I don't know if you have to run off and check on him.
He's okay. He's playing in his playhouse. I can see him.
Oh, okay. Great. I was just curious to know how you felt when you first learned, like with Dominic, when you were having a boy. Do you remember what those emotions were?
Yeah, I totally had the same feeling that, what do I do with him? You know, like, I mean, I love Barbies and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm still not into like trucks and that kind of thing. But I've been lucky that his real interest is animals. Like he could sit and play with these animal figurines that my parents got him for Christmas last year for an hour. And he lines them up and they go to the zoo and they ride each other's backs and they do kisses. And I mean, it's hysterical to watch him. And now that he started having them talk to each other. So they have,
oh my gosh, that's so cute.
He just did that in the bath for the first time last night. He takes him anywhere. He takes him in the bath. He takes him outside.
In his sleep sack.
Yeah, in his sleep sack, like that video I sent. I mean, so that's been really good is that he's attached to something that I can relate to because I've always loved animals. So that's been good for me. I'm not sure, you know, how it'll go if Zachary attaches to trucks and that sort of thing. But we'll see. I'll figure it out. I'll learn what a loader from a dumper and a this and a that, you know, I'll figure that all out.
But, you're a smart girl.
I forget. Do you guys have brothers?
No.
Okay. So I grew up with three brothers also. So I'm wondering, I also have that perspective and I know
you're more prepared.
Energy they take and how messy they can be. Not that all boys are, but I know how messy they can be. Mm-hmm. My brothers and I used to chop my Barbie's hair off and we used to play G.I. Joe and Barbies and they used to battle. So I was a tomboy when I was really young.
Aw, that sounds great. Yeah, so you have more of a glimpse into what, it, you know, that
could
kind
be
of relationship.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Totally. Tom, I think, is a little nervous about the boy because you guys know him. He's not a super sporty guy. I don't think he's like the most athletic guy. He can work.
He's very metro.
He can work his brain really well. and I know he played some sports when he was younger, but he was no like superstar by any means. And I think he's a little nervous. Like I remember one of our first dates, I said, hey, let's go throw the football. Just, you know, thinking like, oh, that'll totally impress him. Like he'll like that I like to throw a football. He totally didn't know how to throw a football.
Oh, that's so cute. Did you teach him?
Kinda. I wasn't the best either, but
that's
it was just
so cute.
It was really sweet.
Well, A for effort for just saying yes. Go, Tom.
Yeah. So I think he's nervous about that because he can handle girls. Like he can treat them like princesses.
That's so
but it sounds
sweet.
Like Josh is totally on board with that, and Josh and Sean loves baseball. So
Oh, yeah. He's all over the boys. I just can't wait to see this baby in – for those of you who don't know Josh, he's very into accessories, like cool shoes and pockets and things. I can't wait to see this baby, like, pimped out and, like, really, like, huge watches and things.
Oh,
like,
did you see the blog post I wrote? I was laughing because instead of – you know, I said I convinced myself I was going to be happy with a boy or a girl. You know, I never had a sister, so I would love to give Reese a sister. But I had brothers, so I know what boys are like, and I would love to give Josh a son. No, I didn't say so we could take him to go to baseball games and do boy things, but so that he could dress him up and style him.
It's like why I want a girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Who says dressing boys isn't fun? Josh should start his own fashion blog on dressing baby boys.
That's a great idea.
I think a lot of people would check it out. And there are some cute things out there for boys, but I tell you, it's a lot easier on your pocketbook because I don't have that impulsive buy. Like, I have to have this frilly thing.
Oh, see, I think it's going to be the opposite for us because I'm not the spender in the family. I'm the saver. And so if he sees something cute for a little boy, I'm going to be like, do we really need that? He buys most of Reese's shoes.
That is so cute. I love that. And she has some great shoes, and he's got some great shoes. So, yeah, you should definitely do a little fashion blog post.
That's funny.
Any of us would love to know that.
Okay.
Well, I think we've talked a lot about boys today, and you guys have actually made me more excited. I mean, I'm super excited and even more excited than I had thought I would be when I found out I was having a boy. But this is solidified and made me feel a little better. So thanks.
Our pleasure.
Yeah. Well, and so let's just move on to our last topic of the podcast, and it's about Halloween. And if you know us, you know that we attempt to be crafty, but we're also crazy busy. And so the big debate, it seems like it happens every year. This was a post that inspired this topic was on the Wall Street Journal, The Juggle. And just whether, you know, you do it yourself, you make the costume, or do you buy it? And I guess there's a lot more guilt that goes along with this than I had realized before having children. Did you guys have any of that?
I did. Oh, go ahead, Nat.
Oh, I was just going to say that. For me, it's like, it's almost not really an option. I really am into homemade Halloween costumes. And that just goes back to my mom, I think, made 99% of my Halloween costumes. Like, even till I was in college, I remember her making me this, like, slutty Tinkerbell costume.
Slutty Tinkerbell. Yeah. I asked my mom for a bumblebee in college, wanting like the slutty bumblebee that was tight with a tutu around it. It was the biggest bumblebee costume I've ever seen, with like this poofy stuff in the bottom and like a huge pointy tail.
Can you have her send a picture so we can post on the blog?
Oh my gosh. No. I will send it to you. I was still pretty cute in it, I must say. And, you know, surprisingly, it was sort of a turn on for my boyfriend because he's like, you know, it's kind of like a little. Not a little girl. That's kind of gross.
That is gross.
You know how like they do the schoolgirl thing or whatever. It's kind of like the opposite of that. It was so much the opposite. It was a turn on.
Sean and I were Peter Pimp and Tinker Ho. So that gives you a
that's funny
glimpse into what our costume was. But yeah, so I really, really like to make costumes. I like to sew, but my sewing skills aren't that good. So it's more fun to sew a costume that doesn't have to be perfect. So, you know, and I, you know, try to keep it pretty basic. Last year was a little complicated. I made this alligator that took me, you know, kind of did it slowly over a couple of weeks. This year I threw together this like super cute Lorax in about a day and a half. That was really, really basic. But I just, I like it. I like that he can kind of help me and he can decide what he wants to be and we can pick out fabric and he can try it on as I'm making it and he can kind of, you know, see me being creative and making something with my hands and hopefully will inspire that in him.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have a little crafter on your hands.
Yeah.
That's cute. Last year I ended up, last year I made the costume and this year I bought tiny pieces to go with something she already had. So last year she was a Reese's peanut buttercup and I made her this cute little orange and brown tutu and I bought her a brown onesie and I did a little iron on Reese's Pieces logo and I made her these little breads and I made her a little Reese's Pieces bag and it took a long time but I was so proud of what I had done. I was like, yay, I did this, and it made me feel really good. But again, it took hours and hours and hours to find the fabric, to find the, you know, Tutu the tool. So this year, she's obsessed with Minnie Mouse, as we all know. I had bought her from Etsy just a little pink and white polka dot Minnie Mouse dress that she wore on her birthday. And I thought, why not reuse it? This is perfect. So she is Minnie Mouse this year. And I ended up finding these little Minnie Mouse ears for like $5. So I feel really good about reusing something that I already had. And she's so happy to be Minnie Mouse. So it worked. And I mean, it saved me so much time.
It's such a cute costume. It's like, why not repurpose?
Thank you. Actually, today, Jennifer, do you remember the beautiful little red and white mini nightgown that you got Reese for her birthday? Well, she's obsessed with that lately. And so they're dressing up at preschool today. She wore that to school and she didn't want to wear her polka dot dress. She said, I want to wear a Minnie Mouse nightgown. I'm like, okay, fine. So we put, and you got those cute little ears. So instead of what I actually got her, she wore that. So she was a red and white Minnie Mouse.
Oh, that's adorable. I love that she's in love with it.
She's obsessed. love doesn't even cover it.
Yeah, well, I love that you let her go to preschool in her nightgown, too. Not that anyone would probably know.
No, it looked like it could be a Halloween outfit.
How cute. Well, you should send us a picture.
I will. I tried to take one this morning. She said, I don't want a picture. I'm like, oh, great.
Oh, no. You're like, at least you got her in it. I've been having a hard time getting Dominic in his.
Oh, you know my new trick?
What's that?
I do this. I don't know when it's going to stop working, but I say, oh, mommy really, for example, the mini ears. Mommy really loves these mini ears. They're so cute. I think I want to wear them. And then she goes, I want to wear them. I go, no, mommy wants to wear them. And then she really wants to wear them.
That's a good one. That's Sean's favorite trick. He's really good at that. It doesn't work so well for me, but Sean's got that one down. He goes, I'm going to eat your chicken strips.
I need to try that. I haven't tried that one yet. Elle is really hard to get out of her nightgown because she's a princess. When I want to change, she's a princess and she has her princess nightgowns on. That's still continuing. I want to get her more gowns, but then I kind of don't want to.
Oh, you know what? The other trick I do for getting Reese out of her nightgown, although Elle's not in a crib, darn it. Before I take Reese out of the crib on preschool days, because we have to leave so early, I change her while she's stuck in her crib.
Oh, that's a good one.
She can't run away from me.
Mine is a worse trick. I put on Yogaba and distract her so she doesn't know I'm pulling the shirt over her head.
Nice.
So I'm the worst. I win the prize for the worst, Mom.
No. Hey, whatever works. Whatever gets you through the day.
Well, I think we all have some things going on the rest of the afternoon, so we'll wrap this up. But I didn't tell you guys what else was, so let me just tell you really quick. I made her a little spider costume because she's obsessed with spiders, and I was really nervous that she wasn't going to put it on, Natalie, because I kept trying to put the headband on. No, not wearing that. No spider. No spider tutu. But once we got down there where all the trick-or-treating was happening and I was going to put her tutu on, she was totally fine with it.
Oh, and it is so cute. Did you make the whole thing?
I made the whole thing. I didn't sew the leotard. I didn't make the tights or the shoes.
No, but the tutu and the headband, which is so cute.
It's adorable.
Yeah, so I made that part. And it took some creative thinking. I had a few different ideas on how to make a spider that was actually kind of cute, but I'm happy with how it came out. And I don't know if I didn't make her costume last year. I bought it from Pottery Barn Kids. So this is a different experience. We went to a Halloween festival and it was nice seeing my work and, you know, having people really love her little costume and her be so excited to be a spider. So there was definitely payback there.
Good.
Yeah. So we usually end on a little victory. Anyone have one to volunteer? I guess I can do one if you guys don't have one.
Yeah.
Go for it.
It'll be really quick. Just that Elle's gotten really good at taking turns. We've been struggling with the whole sharing thing, but since we've introduced the taking turns method, she seems to take to it better. I don't know. Did you guys notice that with yours? Have you tried that?
Yeah. You know, there are days Reese understands the concept, but depends. Like when we have people over, it's harder because they're, you know, people are in her house and they're her toys. So it's a little bit tougher. But when we're out and about, she's absolutely good on sharing and taking turns.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Dominic's pretty good with, as long as he's not in one of his, like, I'm just going to grab it moods. It depends. You know, like he was with a 4-year-old this weekend and they were amazing together, or almost 5-year-old. They played for like 4 hours with like one tiny incident, but he goes to preschool and I have to be on his tail because, you know, he's playing more roughly. So I just think it depends on the situation for mm-hmm. him.
Also, when Reese is tired, I know I need to watch her more.
Oh, totally.
Because she'll take things and she'll push, and that's more likely when she's kind of not the best kid.
Yeah.
She's like, I need a nap.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much for joining us today. I hope you both have a very happy Halloween, and we'll be sure to post pictures of the little ones either on the blog or on Facebook. And we'd love to see what you guys do for your kids. So thanks so much for joining us today. We hope to have you back here next week.
Great. Thanks. Happy Halloween. Everybody.